Macmillan Audio presents An Irish Country Courtship by Patrick Taylor. Read for you by John Keating. Chapter 1. A Crowd is Not Company. Barry Laverty, Dr. Barry Laverty, stood in a jam-packed drawing-room where the sound level was as intense as the racket of riveting guns in Harland and Wolff's shipyard. Over the noise of many conversations, the gramophone blared. Barry smiled and squeezed Patricia Spence's hand. Having her back home in Ulster was wonderful, even if she had left it to the last minute to get here. He looked at her deep brown eyes, bent to her, and tried to make her hear. Somebody really likes Patti Page. She made that one a hit in 1953. I was 13. Patricia shrugged. So did Barry, and he smiled. Bertie and Flo Bishop's 1964 version of their annual Boxing Day hooly was not a place for more than shouted small talk. And if Patricia hadn't heard Barry, so what? It wasn't as if she'd been disinterested when he told her how much he loved her, how he wanted to start planning their future here in Ballybuckle Bow. Och, well, a couple more hours of this wouldn't matter. And then he would have her to himself and could tell her exactly what was on his mind. And damn it, this was a party. "I don't suppose," he shouted into her ear, "Bertie thinks much of the Beatles or the Dave Clark Five. But I thought he might have a recording of Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman."